producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Composter, gardener, bug and worm farmer, horticulturalist, ecopreneur, biocontrol specialist, and Dr. Bug Lady. I would like to extend a very warm, easy organic gardening welcome to each and every one of you. I am broadcasting direct from the beautiful city of Austin, Texas. I'm here attending a conference, and I just want to thank each of you for tuning in. My guest this hour is the versatile and creative Carrie Dunnington. She's absolutely passionate about gardening and food. Before I ask Carrie to join me, I want to make sure you have a copy of our winter and prep for spring catalog. It has what you need to extend the season of your garden, including indoor pest control, indoor composting, vermiculture, seed germination tools, winter plant prep, and so much more. To receive your copy of the Arbico Organics free winter prep for spring catalog, you can go to www.arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com. You can also place your order for a catalog by calling 1-800-SOS-BUGS. 800-SOS-BUGS. One of our specialists will be glad to take your order. be sure to take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page. We love it when you like us. And now I would like to tell you about my very special guest. Carrie grew up in Baltimore, Maryland, a college graduate and self-taught cook who learned so much of what she does in her daily rounds in the kitchen from her mother. She's passionate about following food seasons, ethical food practices, and wholesome food consumption, which inspires her to constantly share fresh ideas and innovative recipes. She's been a part of a community garden for years and loves to create new recipes using the abundance from the garden. She loves a concept that she calls from seed to consumption, which I like too, so we're going to talk about that. She's a wife, cookbook author, caterer, and food blogger. She also, in her free time, I guess, founded Artichoke Publishers in 2014 and published this book, Cooks, Farm Fresh Traditional Recipes for Health, Contemporary Cooking, and Tasting the Seasons, Inspired in Season Cuisine that's easy, healthy, fresh, and fun. She's a family meal advocate and evangelist for following food seasons and aficionado of delicious food. Her mission is to help people see the value and importance in home-cooked meals, eating food together as a family, and enjoying the benefits of following food seasons, both for planet and people. Best of all, she has a concept, again, that she loves called from seed to consumption. And in her spare time, which she's not doing everything else, she also has a little bit of time for miniature dollhouses, having fun with her pets, and needlepoint. And now I would like to invite Carrie Dunning-Tun to join me. Hi, Carrie. How you doing today?
I'm great, Sherry. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. You know, when I don't broadcast from my studio in Tucson, you know, I'm sitting in a hotel room, and it's been one of those mornings, you know, where if it could go wrong, it goes wrong. I had a contact pop out of my eye, so I had to run around trying to find a new contact to stick in, but it took like 10 minutes before I could figure out that I didn't have a contact in my eye.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's just crazy stuff like that. But anyway, we got off to a little bit of a late start, but that's what happens in live radio. So I'm so glad to have you on the show today. And you inspire me. You're doing so many things. I don't know how on earth you have time to do all the stuff that you do.
Oh, my gosh. Well, ditto for you.
Anyway, so let's just get right to the heart of our topic. We're talking about something that I have really wanted people to write about for a long time, which is that when we are cooking, when we are growing, you know, we've gotten into the situation where people that didn't, you know, we stopped gardening, didn't know, you know, didn't get passed down. And so a lot of people are back to gardening again, which we're so happy about. But my point is just that, you know, you can go to the grocery store and buy anything any time of the year, regardless of whether it's in season. And often, you know, a banana has traveled many, many, many thousands of miles to get to our breakfast table. And you can buy berries year-round. You can buy it for any kind of fruit year-round, any kind of vegetable. And so I love this idea of tasting the seasons and cooking with the seasons, because that's how it's so natural to do it that way. And it makes so much more sense from point of sustainability and our carbon footprint. So tell us why food seasons are so important to you.
Well, I grew up with that. My parents and grandparents ate what was in season, and then they traditionally preserved when that food was in season, and then we ate it later in the year. So when I was older and out of the house, I couldn't understand why somebody would buy asparagus in January. It seemed just so off to me. And it wasn't following the natural footpath of nature. And clearly I understood it was being trucked in, and it was great for grocery stores to have an abundance and a choice, but it was wrong to me. So it's really easy for me to just take what I learned from long ago and just carry that tradition that my grandparents and parents had.
So let's take a quick break. We're going to come right back and finish that thought. Those of you listening, don't go away. We are coming right back with Terry Dennison.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera Day Fry, and with me is Carrie Dunnington. She's an amazing person. She's an advocate for what she calls seed to consumption. She's a cookbook author, caterer, and food blogger. She also founded Artichoke Publishers. Welcome back, Carrie.
Thank you, Sherry.
Sorry about that. I got so caught up in listening to what you were talking about. wasn't paying attention to the time. So my apologies for having to cut you off for the commercial break.
No worries.
Anyway, so you were telling us that, you know, this is how you grew up, that your, you know, your family grew food, they canned food, they lived with the seasons, and we were just sort of beginning to talk about, you know, what it sort of inspired you about this book. And really, there aren't cookbooks like that, you know. I think that's why we needed it.
I just think the big message is when you go to the grocery store today and see the strawberries and the blueberries and the blackberries and the raspberries that are packaged in plastic in the produce department, to me, the message that I'd like to get across, Sherry, is opt not to buy them. They've traveled long distances. They're really not in season. And if you must have them, buy them frozen. Because those companies that they harvest that food at the height of its season and they freeze them. So you haven't lost any nutrients. When you're buying them fresh now, packaged, and they've traveled long distances, with each passing mile, they lose nutrients. They feel the same way, they being the berries, feel the same way we do when we travel. They're tired, they're dehydrated. They've lost their lust. And that to me is a really important message to get across to the public, that those foods aren't in season right now. Buy what's in season now, which are root foods mostly, some of your lettuces and your leafy greens, depending on where you live in the United States. That to me is, go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just saying, it just makes so much sense to do this. And, you know, we're very spoiled. I'm attending a conference here, and we were at dinner last night, and we were just having that conversation that one of the attendees had actually been to India, and she was saying she'd been there for 5 months and how she got so bored of the food. And she's, you know, and we're so spoiled in this country to go to a grocery store. She said, you know, in India, there's only one kind of rice, but you go to a store in the United States and there are like 50 kinds of rice, and they come from all over the place. And as you're saying, it's just, you know, it's quite excessive. And bottom line is it really, you know, nothing can be that nutritious either. You know, something that has been grown, that can survive a long journey, has to be picked prematurely. It has to be gassed so that it eventually will ripen, or it's been modified, hybridized in such a way so that it looks really great, but then its flavor has been compromised and its nutrition has been compromised.
Absolutely. And then we eat. And I think a lot of people don't realize that. And also, Sherry, the packaging. I just wrote an article for Slow Food USA. And it's about a New Year's resolution, but it's not a New Year's resolution that most people make, which is to lose weight, exercise more, all the things, Sherry, that you would think that people would do make on their New Year's resolution. But this is a New Year's resolution for the planet. And part of the article is about looking at one wall in one grocery store and all the things that are packaged in plastic, all the foods that are packaged in plastic, and then multiply that image by just your state, for example, how many grocery stores are in your state, and then multiply that by how many grocery stores are in our country, and all that food packaged in plastic. I mean, I just think it's so much more meaningful to pull something out of the ground from your garden or to get it from a farmer's market or a farm stand or to grow it seed to consumption, like we've mentioned, than buying something packaged in plastic made however long ago or shipped from however far. it just wasn't the way I was raised.
Well, and that goes for everybody. It just, you know, it's something that came about in our society, and before we knew it, everything was packaged in plastic, people stopped growing. And as I said, it was just, you know, very interesting part of our history, because our grandparents certainly grew their own food. They knew how to, they saved seeds. That was absolutely like brushing your teeth, and they knew how to plant them, when to plant them, how to harvest them, how to can them. Again, we were having the same conversation last night. I said my grandmother knew how to make soap. She knew how to, you know, she made quilts. She had her own chickens, her own eggs. She made everything herself. And I'm not saying we have to go back to everything ourselves, you know, but when it comes to food, what could be more important than what we put into our bodies to nurture ourselves? And it should taste fantastic. It should have ultimate nutrition.
Absolutely.
So, let's talk a little bit about your cookbooks, because this is something that I want everybody to make sure that they really understand. This cookbook that you recently published in 2014, The Book Cooks, Farm Fresh Traditional Recipes for Health, Contemporary Cooking, and Tasting the Seasons, Inspired in Season Cuisine That's Easy, Healthy, Fresh, and Fun. That's a very big title.
I guess it's a reflection. The titles are a reflection of my mother. There were five of us, plus my parents, and she made all of our meals from scratch, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And she was a very innovative person in many, many, many ways. And certainly she was way before her time. When I was 7 years old, she was sprinkling nutritional yeast on our popcorn for our snacks. I mean, she just was amazing in many ways. But she sourced many of the meals that we made from general cookbooks, which then were very popular. And I loved that, because she could get a myriad of things from cookbooks. She didn't source a chicken book or a book about 50 ways to do chicken and then make a recipe from that.
So let's think we're going to take
sourcing these.
Carrie, I'm sorry. We're going to have to take another quick break.
Dogs, okay.
Come on. When we come back, we're going to talk about the chicken.
Okay.
Which is important. Those of you who are listening, we are coming right back. Don't go away.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to goberkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. goberkey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. My guest this hour is the lovely Carrie Dunnington. She is cookbook author, caterer, food blogger, and her mission is to help people see the value and importance in home-cooked meals, eating food together as a family, and enjoying the benefits of following food seasons, both for planet and people. Thank you so much, Carrie, for what you've been doing as far as a crusader and a pioneer for this very important element of the way that we live our lives. It's meaningful, it's natural, and it's loving.
Thank you. It feels really natural to do that, Sherry.
So I apologize. We had to cut you off there. We were talking about how your mother resourced cookbooks. And in the notes that I have, you talk about, she would take, I'm not sure if I understand it. So why don't you read?
Well, sure. I can recap for you. There was so much variety in food in our life growing up. And for breakfast, it wasn't just a bowl of cereal. We usually had a vegetable that she sauteed and she'd put a poached egg over it and some kind of interesting bread that she made with roasted millet. And lunch was often homemade soups made from the bones of the chicken that we had the night before or a couple of nights ago. And then she'd add just all kinds of vegetables. Often we ate the rainbow, so to speak. And at dinner, we didn't just have one vegetable. We had two vegetables and a starch and a protein, and we had a salad. So my cookbooks, Sherry, are a reflection of all of that I grew up with. So they too are both set up like a standard cookbook, appetizers to desserts. And they just have a wealth of variety in them. And they, so many ways of using fruits and vegetables. I have a recipe for chocolate beet cake that uses shredded beets and some of the beet water. Nobody ever, I've tested it to hundreds of people and they've never guessed beets are in it. I have a recipe for parsnip pancakes. Just really interesting ways of folding in fruits and vegetables into your daily round, because I think it's so important. My mother made that really important to us. And all of us to this day eat really healthy, fresh food. We indulge some, too. There's desserts in there. You got to have fun. But they're well-rounded. And that's, my mother was well-rounded, and she was very middle of the road. And I loved that. And so this book, Cooks and Tasting the Seasons, are a reflection of my years growing up in her culinary world.
She sounds like just an amazing person, so thoughtful and caring to put.
She was. She really cared about what she fed her children.
Mm.
And that's so important, Sherry. And I think the other thing, there was no yuck factor in our family. There was no, ooh. I mean, of course, one of us didn't like peas or carrots or something. I mean, and that just happens to everybody. But my mother didn't introduce anything sophisticated like Brussels sprouts when we were 2 years old, which I think some parents do now, which I guess is okay. But she introduced something like that to us when we were older. And to this day, it's one of my favorite vegetables. I had a sophisticated palate, and I could appreciate it.
When I was growing up, we called them baby cabbages. we're having baby cabbages.
Well, in essence, they really are. I mean, that's
aren't
so
they?
Much what they look like.
Oh,
but it was fun being exposed to so many different things. And I have to say, too, Sherry, that my mother used a lot of herbs and a lot of seasonings, which I think is really important, especially for parents trying to get kids to like, especially vegetables. But here's another thing, Sherry, that segues into that. If you buy a strawberry right now, it tastes nothing like a strawberry will taste when it comes in season where I live, which is in Baltimore, Maryland. So if you're feeding your child that now, it's not going to experience early on, which is when we really grasp a memory, usually the very first time, they're not going to have that flavor experience. And that's so key to me.
That flavor experience is very important. I mean, it's interesting. At a hotel here in Austin, I had strawberries yesterday for breakfast. And, if you had closed your eyes and tasted it, you would know what you were eating because it was sour.
Right.
Completely sour.
Right. No. It's like eating a melon right now. It has, no, it just doesn't have that summer melon flavor.
So I love where you're going with this. I have a question. My question is, can you define for our listeners what is a standard cookbook? You mentioned this. Standard cookbook, and now they're trend. They used to be popular, but now they're trendy again. And why that is so important to you and to us?
Because I think it, when you're looking at a cookbook that has a variety, like mine do, appetizers to desserts, I think it's like anything that has a variety. It jogs your thought process. It makes you think of things that you might not have thought of. It evokes memories. I just think variety is really important, and I think that cookbooks that are trending now are less about 100 ways with 100 ways to make chicken or tofu 25 ways or whatever it is that you're writing. And I think those cookbooks are great. But I think now when we need to get back to making our plates look like the rainbow, that popular term that's trending right now, where there's a lot of color. There's purple cabbage and red pepper and green avocado and corn and black beans and just variety, I think is really important to get into our daily rounds in the food that we eat.
I think it's so important also, Carrie, because we have lost, it's almost an art, if you will, that we have, a meal or eating is a social, familial, community experience. And that, dining is a delightful experience that not only is about your palate, it's about communicating with others and socializing, and which is what we see in some of the other countries where food is so central and where they do have, seat to table, farm to table. And we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we have lots more that Carrie Dunnington is going to share with us. So we will be gone for just a few minutes. Don't go away.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house?
Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, and my guest is the amazing Carrie Dunnington. She is a cookbook author, wife, caterer, food blogger, mother, lover of dogs. This woman is amazing. She founded Artichoke Publishers in 2014 and published this amazing book. This book cooks farm fresh traditional recipes for health, contemporary cooking, and tasting the seasons, inspired in season cuisine that's easy, healthy, fresh, and fun. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Great. Yes, yes, yes. And, you know, I love that you are a family meal advocate and evangelist for following our food seasons. And this is so important. People need to know how to get this book. So where do we get your book? And I know you got another one coming up too.
I do. You can get both of my books, This Book Cooks and Tasting the Seasons, from Amazon. If you actually want a signed copy of either of the books, you can just go to my website, which is www.carriedunnington.com, and I'll sign a book and send it off to you.
So would you spell that out for us?
Sure.
Lots of ways to spell Carrie.
It is.
For sure.
It's www, and it's Carrie, K-E-R-R-Y, Dunnington, D-U-N-N-I-N-G-C-O-N.com.
Perfect. So that I want to make sure that people can get a copy of it. I am definitely getting a copy.
Oh, good.
I love to cook. I garden. You know, I'm doing it all. Worm farmer, bug farmer, all of that. You know, I love cooking, and I think I kind of have a knack for it. So anyway, I'm really excited about it. This is the last segment of the show. I want to be sure we get your message out to everybody. But in Tasting the Seasons, you do have a section that's devoted to pescatarians. And I thought you might want to tell us about that.
Well, pescatarians have become very popular in our culinary world. And they are people who are not vegetarians. I'm sorry, they are vegetarians that eat seafood. They're not vegans. So they eat cheese, you know, any dairy, seafood, fruits, vegetables. They just abstain from eating meat. So it's interesting, Sherry, this last year I've been following the farmers. So what that means is I go to farmers markets and I just follow food seasons. So each week I make whatever's in season. and I pick, or it's what's in season. For example, in early spring, there's hardly anything in season, so I might just be doing dishes that have rhubarb in them. But in June, July, and August, when the abundance is great, I might make three or four different things using three or four different recipes using three or four different kinds of foods. But I follow the farmers' markets. And what's interesting is it allows people to see what is predominantly in season. And then they get ideas for how to make whatever it is. And so I get so many people that come to my table, well, I'm a vegan, I'm a vegetarian, I'm a pescatarian. And then there's people that say, I'll caution them, well, this is vegetarian. Oh, no, I eat everything. So you get, I was so amazed, Sherry, because at some of these farmers markets, we hand out 300 or 400 samples. And I was so amazed that was what kind of eater somebody was really at the top of the list of informing me. And pescatarians came up quite a bit. And I was glad that I was at the forefront of seeing that possibly being very popular, because obviously I wrote my book years ago, because it takes a long time to put together a cookbook and get it published and so forth. But I really did see that the popularity for pescatarians was going to come on strong, and I think it has. So I devoted a section to that. It's a pretty big chapter in the book.
I think you are so spot on, because I think a lot of people, this is something that I've also seen the trend as well. A lot of people wanting to eat lower on the food chain, wanting to be thinking of themselves as a part of the solution, because, you know, there is I'm all about balance, and we're out of balance. You know, when you have 500,000 head of cattle in a feedlot, you know, that's out of balance.
It is.
And so I think a lot of people became, you know, they had the best of intentions for changing their diet. On the other hand, what we find now is in the last, I'd say over the last 5 years in particular, we're finding that many vegetarians and vegans are not getting enough from their diet, and they can get what they need, the omega-3s, from fish, hopefully it's wild-caught. And so they brought that back in, and raw dairy products in particular, organic, to round things out. And so I am so excited to see this part of the cookbook.
Well, I agree, Sherry. I think that goes back to what I'm saying about a standard or general cookbook. Is that it just gives you, it popularizes everything. So, for example, I try to really put a lot of variety in our weekly meals and not maybe eat meat once or twice and seafood once or twice and vegetarian once or twice. Because I just think, like you said, that balance is just, it's so important. And again, it's how I was raised. There was so much balance in our food growing up. And some people are getting sick because, especially the vegans, because they're just not getting enough of that, the whole spectrum in their diet.
And I want to just say, you know, in no way do I want to make anybody in any part of the food industry wrong. You know, we're all doing the best that we can. You know, at the end of the day, we all have bills to pay, mouths to feed, families, and so however, as a population, we do have a consciousness. I think it is
is to do things more natural and more loving. And we swing out of balance and then we come back into balance.
Yes.
Tell us about the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15. I think people need to know about that.
Well, the Dirty Dozen is, there are certain foods that just really should not be sprayed. Obviously, you really don't want to eat anything that's been sprayed with pesticides. It's a chemical. Pesticides are a chemical. And I think a lot of people, I think they either don't know that, forget it, or they just ignore it, maybe, Sherry. But there are certain fruits and vegetables that should not, that you should stay away from. And the Dirty Dozen, those are peaches, apples, bell peppers, celery, nectarines, strawberries, cherries, kale, lettuce, grapes, carrots, and pears. You really want to buy them organic if you can. And there are some people that are advocates of this that think that if you can't buy it organic, then don't buy it.
That would be my recommendation. We've got 20 seconds. What's your message to our listeners?
Oh, my gosh. Just try to follow the food seasons. Pick up my cookbooks. They'll be really helpful for your daily eating rounds for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And stay healthy.
And stay healthy. That's what it's all about. Thank you so much, Carrie Dunnington. You are a love. You are wonderful. And thank you, listeners. We'll be back next week with another amazing guest. Go out and make it a great, easy, organic gardening week. This is your host, Sherry Guerrero-Desai, environmentally and sustainably yours.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates, and they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.